Last April on our program, we introduced you to Andy Martin. He was then a 31-year-old third-year medical student at Tulane University. Andy Martin was also fighting an exceedingly rare and untreatable form of cancer, sinonasal undifferentiated carcinoma, also known as SNUC. Only about 100 cases have been reported. It's a disease that he began to research at medical school, culturing his own cells in the hopes of finding a cure for the disease that would eventually take his life. Just this week, we learned of his passing. Andy Martin died of SNUC on November 19th. He was 32. When we met him earlier this year, he was about to start his clinical rotation at school. He had just gone through debilitating radiation to combat his third occurrence of the disease, and as he explained to me, he was balancing life as a patient and as a doctor.
I would come back to Tulane between weeks of radiation, and I'd work in the lab. Radiation to the head and neck is brutal. I couldn't speak. And when it got to the point where I was communicating by writing, and I was really in debilitating pain and fever, I realized I needed to step back and be a patient. And so for 8 weeks, I really stepped all the way back and took my hands off the wheel. And that was very liberating. There were times when I felt healthier in December, January, when I was working in the lab. And when we had these just failure after failure trying to get the cells to grow, this really mostly was something that I had to cope with in addition to the cancer. I wouldn't say that at any point I felt like, except for the tiny little bit of hope it's providing that we might find a cure, other than that, it's been hard work. It's been demanding. It's required the support of very close friends, of a cancer survivor group, of a great cancer psychologist at Tulane. I wouldn't say that I'd recommend that everybody who has a cancer jump out and try and research it, because it's taxing. But this is SNUC. It's a disease that has never been cultured. It's a disease that's not understood. It's a disease that nobody else would take on. And it's a disease I might die of.
Andy Martin died of SNUC, or sinonasal undifferentiated carcinoma, in November. You can hear more of my interview with Andy Martin at our website, npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.